And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
Greetings, Miss Kendall.
Oh, hi, Eugene. What's in the box?
I've come bearing gifts.
Ooh, for me?
Indeed, and everyone else here.
I feel so special. Hmm? What'd you bring me?
Katrina's famous double fudge brownies. They're delicious, if I do say so myself.
Mmm, sounds good. Let me try one.
Here you go. You know, I would say these are Katrina's speciality, but that honor would be reserved for her triple smooth lemon tarts. Perhaps you'd prefer the tarts.
No, these have walnuts in them.
Oh, and a series of other ingredients.
Hello, I'm allergic to walnuts.
Oh, sorry.
How can you have known me for so many years and not known I'm allergic to walnuts? My ears swell up about 3 times their normal size whenever I eat them.
Ooh.
Look, are my ears swelling?
It doesn't really appear so.
I'd better get some Benadryl or I'm going to look like Dumbo.
Well, you seem fine, Miss Kendall.
Oh, hey, everyone. It's in Eugene and Connie.
Greetings, Wooten. Mr. Bassett.
Yeah, whoa, Connie. Big ears. Those would require a lot of extra postage.
See? I told you.
So what happened?
Eugene tried to poison me.
I can assure you it was completely unintentional.
Yep, that's what the government said, too.
Huh? The problem is, you don't listen to me, Eugene. You're always so caught up in your scientific world that you don't hear what other people are saying.
I happen to be a very good listener, Miss Kendall.
Oh, yeah.
I've repeatedly listened to your woes about trying to find purpose in life
what?
And wondering what your future holds and trying to figure out if margarine tastes as good as butter. And
shortening! See, you don't know me at all.
Huh.
I, on the other hand, am a very good listener.
What?
I know that your favorite barber is Eddie down at Scissor World,
oh, really?
That you and Katrina are searching for an ottoman to match your favorite chair.
Well, wait a minute. You only know these things because you eavesdrop.
I do not.
Wait a second.
Of course
wait a
you
second.
Do.
Connie, you think you're the better listener?
Yes, I do.
And Eugene, you think that you are?
It goes without saying.
Well, there's only one way to find out.
What?
A contest.
What?
Yeah, come on, it'd be fun. I'll interview each of you separately to find out stuff the other person should know about you if they listen. Then I'll make up a quiz and we'll see who does better.
You know, that actually seems like a satisfying way to answer the question.
Yeah, I think so.
But there must be stakes involved.
Oh, I'm more of a poor person myself. It's the other white man.
No. I mean, if I win, which of course I will, Miss Kendall must acknowledge my superior auditory acumen by washing my vehicle.
Sure, but if I win, which is far more likely, you have to wash my car.
Fair enough.
Oh, cool, so I get to be the host and I don't have to wash anything.
Right.
Right.
We'll meet back here in 1 hour and let the best woman win!
Or man.
Oh, look, Katrina's double fudge brownies! Look at all those walnuts!
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Wit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting adventure in Odyssey? So then, each team of two has until 4 to put their science projects together. Okay, everybody, the first annual Wits End Science Fair officially starts now.
This should be a fun project, Trent. I've never trained a rat before.
Oh, Liz, it's one of the oldest science projects in the book. Getting a rat to go through a maze should be pretty simple, especially with some cheese at the end. Rats have a surprisingly acute sense of smell.
I've heard that rats pick up the scent of peanut butter best, so we should use that instead of cheese. Anyway, one of us needs to create a maze while the other makes the chart tracking how quickly the rat gets through the maze each time. You'd be great at making the maze, Trent.
Oh, really? Thanks.
And since Trent DeWitt has won the prize for best rat maze maker in the universe for 5 years in a row, he's now begun working on people mazes with pizza at the end. To unveil his latest creation, which covers half the state of Utah, I present to you Dr. Trent DeWitt.
Oh, thank you. You're all too kind. I would also like to express my appreciation to the human maze runners who've dedicated 6 months of their lives to run in this
maze. Trent, are you listening to me?
Huh? Oh, yeah, I am, of course. heard every word.
So that's okay with you? To divide up the assignment like I suggested?
Yep, sounds good.
Great. Let's meet back here in 2 hours.
Right.
So, can you cover the counter for me, Whit? I'm doing this listening game.
Oh, sure. I just need to be in the little theater at 4 to judge the science fair.
Oh, no problem. I'll have won by then.
Huh. Whit!
Oh, hi, Evelyn. Well, glad you could come.
That hotel I stayed at has the most lovely breakfast. I really like their French toast. I was going to have seconds, but I was anxious to see your cute little shop. Ooh. I love it.
Well, thank you. This is Connie Kendall.
Connie. Hello. I love that name.
Oh, you do?
I used to know a dog walker named Connie, but she had longer hair and was a bit chunkier. You'd think dog walkers would be in better shape, wouldn't you, with all that dog walking?
I guess. Well,
I've heard from Jen all about your inventions, Whit.
Oh.
Did you know that I'm somewhat of an inventor myself?
No,
those diffuser things that attach to the ends of the hair dryers?
Uh-huh.
I thought of that. Oh, don't bother giving me a tour, sweetheart. I'll just look around.
Well, let me know if you
I'll start upstairs. Oh, these are lovely stairs.
If you have any questions.
Whit, who was that?
My cousin. Sorry, I tried to introduce you.
Well, you would have needed a shoehorn to fit in that introduction.
Okay, I just met this woman who talks more than anyone I have ever met.
Wow, have you ever met... Oh, wait a second. You're her.
What? I'm serious, Wooten. She interrupted everything Whit started to say. He could barely get 4 consecutive words in.
Wow, where is she? I want to try.
Let's start the game first. My car is getting more sullied by the minute.
Okay, everyone, it's time to play. And the first category is favorites. So, let's get started on the game. Connie, what would Eugene's favorite day include?
Taking sediment samples from the Dead Sea.
And Connie's favorite day would be?
Shopping at the mall and eating a 4-course meal at the food court.
It's like a library of food.
Connie, which fest is Eugene's favorite?
Oh, the one with the tortoise shell print, because it makes him feel like an amphibian.
And Eugene, what is Connie's favorite sweater?
Oh, the yellow one she was wearing when she met Mitch.
You're right, Connie. What is Eugene's favorite book?
Oh, Lactic Acid Bacteria, Microbiological and Funneled Aspects, 3rd edition. That's loud.
That's because it's wrong. It's functional aspects, not funneled.
Close enough.
Allow me to confer with the judges. What do you think? I don't think it's good. Okay. I'm afraid that is incorrect, and you will now have to dive into the vat of marshmallow cream.
What?
Yeah, there are consequences for getting things wrong, Con. However, since we're a little short on marshmallow cream here at the studio, why don't you just hop on one leg for the rest of the round?
The rest of the round?
Yeah, the other option is to eat a jar of mayonnaise straight.
Ew, I'm hopping.
Okay, Eugene, Connie's favorite food is?
Whipped cream.
Huh? Sorry, the correct answer is cookie dough, and here is your consequence.
Tabasco sauce?
Drink up, buddy. Oh, I love being the host.
Hi, Trent. How'd you do?
Great. Ta-da!
What?
Check it out, huh? Isn't it the coolest maze you ever saw?
Trent!
What's wrong with it?
Nothing, except that you were supposed to be working on the chart.
I was?
Yeah, that's what we agreed to before we split up. You do the chart and I'd work on the maze. See, here's the one I made.
Oh, it's nice, but I thought you said I'd be great at making the maze.
I did, but weren't you listening to the rest of it? I said I know you'd be great, but I'd like to give it a try if it was okay with you. And you said that was fine.
Oh, I guess I missed that part.
I guess so. I don't know what we're going to do with 2 mazes. Unless there's a maze store that needs to be restocked.
Yeah, funny. A maze store. Huh.
And here we are at Trent DeWitt's amazing maze store that has swept the country with its popularity. Trent, tell us, how does it feel to impact people's lives so greatly? Millions of citizens have signed a petition to make you the next president.
Well, all I ever wanted to do is make the world a better place. You know, it started out with a simple quest of excellence in rodentry. And now, ladies and gentlemen...
Hello, Earth to Trent. Are you listening to me?
Huh? Oh, yeah, I am, of course. Heard every word.
So that's okay with you?
Of course, yeah. I'll take care of it, Liz. Yep. Excellence in rodentry.
Okay, and our next round is Little Known Facts. The score is now Eugene 29 and Connie with 26.
I'm winning.
Oh, look at that. I forgot to carry the one. You both have 29.
Oh, yes.
Okay, it's still anybody's game. I always wanted to say that. First question goes to Eugene. What piece of office equipment does Connie have a fear of?
Staplers.
Connie, Eugene created what type of unsuccessful ice creams?
Green bean and radish.
Correct.
I object. I'd hardly say they were unsuccessful. They were packed with vitamin C.
According to Connie, an unforgivable crime is...
A plaid shirt with a polka dot tie.
Correct. Connie, in his first love poem to Katrina, Eugene likened her to what?
A Pentium processor.
What size pants does Connie wear?
28.
What?
27.
I wear a 6.
Oh, well, women's sizes must work differently. I was basing my assumption on the fact that I wear a 27 and your waist appears only slightly larger.
What? You think I'm bigger than you?
Well, only by an inch or two.
Okay, now, see, this is what I'm talking about. Every year around my birthday, I must mention my size at least a dozen times, and you still don't notice.
Yeah, she even mentions it in her newsletter.
And I can't believe you think I'm bigger than you.
Okay, moving
on. Wait a minute. I have a measuring tape in my briefcase. We can measure to see who's actually correct.
No, I don't want to measure.
How can you say that my estimate is incorrect?
Oh, you are so insensitive, Eugene.
Insensitive? It is consequence time. You're both going to the isolation cooler.
Wait a minute. I didn't get one wrong.
Yeah, fine. Well, if I were to ask Eugene to tell me what pi is to the 35th digit, what would he say?
I don't know.
Okay, now you got one wrong and you're going to the isolation cooler.
I am not.
And I think I'll go try to get in four words with this talker lady.
Not
that'll be
my
awesome.
Answer. It wasn't my answer for him. It was my answer for me.
Hi, my name...
Hello, I'm Evelyn. I'm from out of town, Muskegon, Michigan.
Okay.
Actually, I technically live in this little town outside of Muskegon, but no one's ever heard of it, so I just say Muskegon. Have you ever been up to that area before?
In four words,
If you ever go, you need to swing by the Muskegon Historical Museum.
Okay.
I've actually never been there myself, but from what I hear, it's actually lovely.
Porcupine Pinata's Fandango?
It's brick, actually, a deep red brick. And it looks so historic.
Right.
Like one of the Kennedys used to speak there before they died.
Okay.
Are all the Kennedy's dead.
Oh, you know,
there's still that one around, isn't there?
Asterisk, marshmallow, jurisdiction, Heimlich!
What was that?
I did it! Four words! That was seven!
Oh, I once met a woman who taught the Heimlich maneuver. Yes, we were in a snail restaurant in Baltimore.
Woo!
I know what you're thinking. Yes, I do. Snail restaurant. But I'm telling you, it was quite the same experience.
It's cold in here.
Hence the name Cooler.
And it's your fault we're in here, calling me fat.
Now, Miss Kendall, I never called you fat.
Well, you implied it.
You're not fat in the least bit.
Really?
Really.
Well, thank you.
And I apologize for giving you any indication that I felt that way.
Apology accepted.
Good.
Maybe we should just forget about this game.
I wholeheartedly agree.
Good. It's over then.
You see, I merely meant that you're larger than you used to be, but that trend comes with age.
What?
Well, you have gained some weight. You do eat ice cream frequently.
I need to test it for freezer burn.
6 times a day?
Oh, at least I don't get mistaken for a tree sapling like some people.
That dog was partially blind.
I still can't believe how insensitive you are, Eugene.
Insensitive? Ooh, look, ice cream. Better check for freezer burn.
This game is back on, buddy.
I welcome the challenge, or lack thereof.
Trent, it's about time you got here. Where's Squeaky?
Squeaky? I don't know, but Look at this chart.
What?
I even made an overlay that you could flip up.
Huh?
Oh, and see previous times or cover them up to display final results. Maybe we can even
Trent!
Put a ribbon... What?
I did the chart!
No, you did the maze.
You were supposed to go get Squeaky and practice running him through the maze.
I was?
Don't you ever listen to people?
Well, sort of. I just got distracted.
Now what are we going to do? We have no rat and no times to record on our chart.
I'll go get him.
No, I will. I don't want you to get distracted.
You don't have to be so mean about it.
You know why I'm mad, Trent? Because I thought we were friends. But you don't even care about what I have to say. And that hurts.
It's not true. I do care what you have to say.
Well, then maybe you should start acting like it.
Okay, attention, please. The judges will start going from project to project in about 10 minutes. So finish up your last-minute details.
I can't go. There's not enough time. You have to go. Here's what I want you to do, and listen carefully. You have to get Squeakers. There's a plastic box in the side of the cage. It's clear.
And the winner of the science fair is Trent DeWitt. He'll take home a valuable prize package, including a brand new convertible, a lifetime supply of gum, a condo in the Cayman Islands.
No, I have to pay attention.
What?
I'm paying attention. I'm focused. The clear plastic box.
Good. We also need cheese. Get the shredded cheddar, not the sliced or the block cheese. And you'll need to warm it up in the microwave behind the front counter so that the smell comes out more.
I got it. Shredded cheese in the microwave.
Go!
On it.
Okay, our next category is embarrassing moments. First question goes to Eugene. What color did Connie accidentally dye her hair?
Raspberry chestnut, but it turned out to be purple.
Mm-hmm.
And from the videos I've seen, it actually was an improvement.
I'm sure.
Okay, next question. How many times did Eugene fail his driver's test?
Oh, the written section once, the driving section twice. Hmm. And he still runs into garbage cans at least twice a week.
Huh? Correct. How many times has the fire department responded to Connie's cooking?
9 as of last Wednesday, and probably 12 by next week.
Correct again. Eugene went all day with what type of cheese stuck to his pants?
Swiss.
Mm. What? When was this?
Yesterday.
Well, that was rather rude to not tell me.
Rude? You're talking to me about rude?
Of course. Get your helmets. Here we go.
You're rude and insensitive behavior, Mr. Meltzner. I mean, really, if you were any kind of listener at all, you would know that I'm very sensitive and should be treated delicately.
Well, you should know that I value honesty and upfrontness.
Oh, yeah? Well, how's this for upfrontness? You look like an armadillo in your turtle vest.
What? That's downright cruel.
Well, maybe now you'll understand how mean it is to call
people fat. An armadillo isn't even an amphibian. That would be a reptile. And no one wants to be called a reptile. That's such a
cold-blooded thing.
Stop! Are we going to finish the game?
As far as I'm concerned, Wooten, it's over. I can't play with him anymore.
Okay, then I guess Eugene wins.
What?
Yeah, see, that's what the scoreboard says right there.
No, we'll keep going.
Oh, no, Miss Kendall. You said the game was over, and since I'm such a good listener, I heard you loud and clear.
Let's see, I think I left the score sheets out here.
Oh, wait, did you see the volcano in there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and I also like the mannequin that gets in the car accident.
Evelyn,
it reminds me of when I was in school,
Evelyn,
and I would try to come up with ideas for the science fairs.
Yeah,
I always do the
Evelyn,
same thing. Melt my doll's face and perform plastic surgery.
Stop!
What's wrong?
This conversation is what's wrong, and every other conversation we've ever had.
Well, I don't see what it is.
Evelyn, listen to me. Just listen. Mm-hmm. You're so busy interrupting that I never get a chance to talk.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I feel disrespected. And I also feel like we'll never really know each other.
I understand how you feel.
Because you never stop talking long enough to hear from me.
Oh, Whit, I didn't realize.
Evelyn, we need to really listen to each other and respect what
I know I have a tendency to talk a lot, Whit, but I had no idea that
Evelyn,
it was upsetting you.
Evelyn, I wasn't finished.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Whit. My husband uses masking tape. Shall I get some?
Liz.
Thank goodness, the judges are almost here.
Here you go. Squeakers, the cheese, and also something else.
What?
Peanut butter.
What?
Yeah, you said earlier that rats really like it, so I ran to the grocery store to get some.
Oh, I forgot about that. I can't believe you were actually listening.
For once. Yeah, but I'm going to start doing better now. Liz, I'm sorry I didn't pay attention to the other things you said today.
You're forgiven. Hey, look! Check out how fast Squeakers is going! The peanut butter works great!
And just in time for the judges. Here comes Witness Cousin.
Yeah, let's see what we have here. Both these mazes are very impressive. I see that
I especially like the wheel on this one. That's so clever. And did you notice they used peanut butter instead of cheese? Now, if I were a rat, I would be quite pleased with that. I'm so sorry, Whit. What were you saying?
Thank you, Evelyn. Mm. Well, I noticed they had two charts, so I'll just add an extra point for that. Mm.
So, Miss Kendall, you did hear me when I said I wanted more polish on my hubcaps?
Yes, I heard you. I can't believe I lost.
I can't believe you didn't know the size of an amoeba.
I don't listen when you start talking about that kind of stuff.
It's on my answering machine and the t-shirt I wore yesterday.
I only listen to important things, like pant sizes.
Do you understand what life would be like without amoebae?
Do you understand what life would be like without pants?
Well, I brought you some hot chocolate.
See, here we go again. I don't like hot chocolate. You should know that. I've told you that.
No, you've told me you don't like powdered hot chocolate. But you said you do like it if it's melted semi-sweet chocolate with steamed milk covered in chocolate shavings.
Oh, with miniature marshmallows. Mm-hmm. Eugene, I can't believe you remembered that.
Well, how could I forget that? You were sitting right there on the back steps of Wits End when you told me. It's right after you found out your dad was getting remarried.
And that's how he used to make me hot chocolate when I was a little girl. Mm-hmm. You let me show you how to make it to keep my mind off being sad.
You remembered correctly. Here, try it.
Mm. Oh, this is so sweet.
Well, too sweet? I'm sure it's identical to how you made it.
No, I mean it's so sweet that you thought to do this.
Well, you know this windshield is a little smudged. Could you hand me the rag?
Here. You know, that's what listening is really all about. Being there for people when they're going through rough times. Learning what makes them feel better. Maybe you are a good listener.
I don't think you cleaned the back seat. Where's the vacuum?
You're a good friend, Eugene. One of the best. And I can even forgive you for your insensitive comments about my weight earlier.
Speaking of which, I did use low-fat milk. By the way, did you polish the seatbelts here?
Eugene!
Huh? What?
James 1:19 says, "Everyone should be quick to listen and slow to speak." When you're with one of your friends, is it easier to hear what they have to say or to tell them what you think? Too often the answer is that it's easier to talk. But working on our listening skills is important, as we saw in today's show. Witt's cousin showed us that when we don't listen to others, we aren't respecting them. We saw with Trent that not listening causes us to miss out on important details. And we saw with Eugene and Connie that listening to others' needs makes us a better friend. Take time to listen. You might just hear something you like. Adventures and Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Hear Me, Hear Me was written by Kathy Buchanan and directed by Marshall Younger. Our sound designer was Nathan Jones. Our vocal talent included Paul Herlinger, Katie Lee, Jess Harnell, Lauren Schaffel, Corey Padnos, and Jennifer Darling, with Will Ryan as Eugene. Our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.